In the family, the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal.
Hello, my name is Father Emmanuel Mary, CFR. I'm a member of the community of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. I'm currently the servant, somebody would call the superior. I'm living here in Canning Town in East London, where we have a small friary with five brothers. The Franciscan Friars of Renewal are a new community in the Franciscan tradition, founded in 1987 by eight men who were already Franciscans from the Capuchin branch of the Franciscan Order. St. Francis lived 800 years ago and began the order that we now call the Franciscans. And really, just as a young man, had a powerful conversion experience of the love of Jesus and gave everything away in response to the gospel, where it says, take nothing with you for the journey, neither gold nor silver nor haversack nor staff, and go sell everything you have and give it to the poor. And so he responded radically to the words of Jesus and began to live as a poor man, preaching and caring for the poor, for the lepers. And within months, other men came to join him, so much so that after 20 years, there were 5,000 friars in Europe. That was 800 years ago. And so, 1987, the friars who began our community left the Capuchins because they wanted to recover and rediscover something of the original inspiration of St. Francis. And so they were given permission by the Cardinal Archbishop of New York, Cardinal O'Connor at the time, to begin this little reform in New York, in the Bronx, and they were given an old parish church that was fallen down. The area was known as Fort Apache because it was an area characterized for riots and drugs and burnt out buildings. And so they moved into this poor little area with $800, and there were eight friars. And they began to just live a Franciscan life together, a life of prayer, fraternity, and service of the poor, preaching of the gospel. And little by little, God has blessed us, and there are now 120 friars in 15 friaries in different places throughout the world. So we have seven friaries in the New York, New Jersey area, primarily devoted to formation, so for young people to come and join, postulants, novices, temporary professed, seminarians, that sort of thing. We have two houses in the southwest part of America, one in Texas, one in New Mexico. In Central America, we have two houses, one in Nicaragua, one in Honduras, serving the very poor there. And then in Europe, we have four houses, two in England, one in London, one in Bradford. And in Ireland, one in the north in Derry, and one in the south in Limerick. And our charism really is to live the Holy Gospel, which was, you know, has always been the charism of Franciscans. So to live as poor men in a poor area with the poor, to live a life of prayer, to live a life of brotherhood, to preach the gospel, and to serve the poor. And so here at St. Fidelis Friary, where we are here in East London, we do that primarily by, we run a soup kitchen 3 days a week where anyone can come. So we have 50 to 60 mostly homeless men and women who come for soup, a shower, for clothes, simply to be loved and to experience a certain dignity, their own dignity as men and women made in God's image. We also preach, so lots of different ways of preaching, parish missions, youth retreats, confirmation retreats, school days, days of recollection, street evangelization. And then we do pro-life work. At least once a month we will pray outside abortion facilities in the London area, praying for the men and women who enter these places, praying for God's mercy, but also seeking to counsel them, to offer them help through a group called the Helpers of God's Precious Infants and the Good Counsel Network. And so we reach out to these men and women, offering them an alternative, because often they feel they have no choice but to have their babies killed. And then we also do pro-life post-abortion retreats. So for women and men who are suffering the effects of abortion, for them to find healing and forgiveness and to begin their lives again in the knowledge and the hope of God's mercy. I suppose we also seek to be a part of the new evangelization. So we've begun something called Catholic Underground in New York, which is a way for the gospel to engage with the culture. So it's an evening beginning with adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, but with contemporary worship music. And after that, normally there's a band playing some sort of music or entertainment. So a place to bring people who don't know what to believe, have some faith but are wanting to grow in their faith, but a place where they can come to pray, but also just to be with other young people and to be challenged and inspired by others who are seeking to live their faith in the midst of the world. I suppose I think young people are looking for authenticity today, and so we try to live an authentic life. So we live a vow of poverty, chastity and obedience, seeking to rely on divine providence for our needs, so we don't buy our own food. We live very simply, no TV or internet or mobiles. And this is really the way of Saint Francis, seeking to depend on the Father for all of his needs.
That hope.